My friends, welcome to the Sheep Get Sheared podcast. I'm your host, Austin Creed. My friends, when I started this show a couple years ago, I can't believe it's actually been that long. One of the biggest problems I had about the show was figuring out what I wanted to say, what I wanted the overall theme to be. And for those of you who are trying to get into content creation, well, I'm not a master. What I will tell you is it's really hard to put down a message. One of the biggest problems is what you want to discuss day in and day out. When it comes to this show, we talk about how you're being exploited and the lies, whether they be mainstream or a little outside the mainstream, how you're being exploited and how you're being played. Whether it be by people, whether it be by politicians, or whether it be through popular culture, those are the three main avenues through which you're going to be exploited. The biggest exploitation out here right now that I can see that might be a little outside the mainstream for most of you is the modern day evangelical Christian church. Now, you might ask me why. Austin, how could that be? I mean, I thought the church was supposed to be the bastion of morality, the pinnacles, are paragons of virtue. How could this be? Well, you know, when I first entered my Red Pill Rage episode, when I was back, what was I, like 18, 19, 20? When I first started Red Pill Raging. For those of you who don't know the stages of the Red Pill, the stages of the Red Pill is, it mimics the stages of grief, where at first, you're in denial. You don't want to accept the truth. You don't want to accept that a lot of what you've been told, if not the majority, is fake. Or it's laced with the truth, but there's so much that's in there that's a lie. And you've been sold what should be, not what it is. The next stage is anger and denial and all these things that follow. Where you finally get to acceptance. You accept reality for what it truly is. Not what you wish it was or think it should be, but you've accepted reality for what it is. When it comes to the church, I have come to accept the realities that I really didn't want to expect. I didn't want to accept. It's hardest to accept realities you wish were not true. That's the hardest part. And the hardest reality I had to accept was that the church is one of the distributors of the blue pill. For those of you who have never heard this terminology, if you've never seen or heard of the movie The Matrix, there's two main analogies. It's the blue pill and the red pill. I'm going to avoid the black pill. I'm not interested. To me, that's just doom. That's just like basically give up. To me, that's full of mostly red pill ragers that have gone on too far, who have stopped in these stages of grief as opposed to getting to the acceptance standpoint. Or they're purple pill, but they don't even realize it. But we're going to stick with blue and we're going to stick with red for simplistic purposes. My friends, the church is one of the distributors of the blue pill. The blue pill is the fantasy. What you wish was true, but it's not. The what should be versus what it actually is. Now, one of the biggest bones that I have to pick with the church, and if you're a pastor or you're an elder or you're anybody like that who's listening to this show, if you think I'm wrong and you think I'm out of line for discussing this, I would love to hear your thoughts, because here's the issue I have, and that this issue has been echoed by men who listen to this show. The show has evolved a little bit over the years since I started it in college. But the one thing that stayed very consistent with mild evolution is the message of this show. And that is that we have to exploit the people. We have to expose the people exploiting us. And the biggest exploitators out here, for men especially, is religion. Now, Karl Marx, a man I almost never, ever listened to because I think he was overall a loser and a liar and a con man on top of it all. One of the things he said that I think was actually correct is that religion was the opium of the masses. Now, what do I mean by an opium? An opium is a painkiller. The British used opium to control the Chinese back in the day before the Boxer Rebellion, where the martial artists kicked the British out of China. They used opium to drug the Chinese into being complacent. compliant, docile. So in this analogy, religion is an opium for the masses, as in it gives you, I wouldn't say false hope, but it gives you a false sense of security with making choices that are going to vastly affect your life. And one of the most important choices you ever make in your life is your mate selection. Who you choose to procreate or get married to, or ideally both, from if you're doing it, in my opinion, the way that if you're going to go for it, just go for it. Don't choose, but don't like do this weird thing where you're kind of half in, half out. But the reason I have a bone to pick with the church is they're all about forgiveness. Like they say that Jesus was about forgiveness. Oh, I'm aware of that. I'm very aware about forgiveness. But there's a difference between forgiveness and forgetfulness, selectively being blind. When it comes to born-again Christian women especially, the realities are not exposed to men, whether they be raised in the church or not. You see, here's the problem. You think that people can just change on a dime. People don't change very much. I don't care what you say. People don't change very much. They tend to be a different flavor. They don't go from being ice cream to being frozen yogurt. No. They don't change like that. They might change from being chocolate to strawberry, but they're not changing their actual structure. A tiger can't change its stripes, just as a leopard cannot change its spots. My biggest bone to pick with the church is that they lie to men about women. Majorly. And I'm going to break this down into a couple different ways. Number one, they lie in saying that Christian women are better or more honest than secular women. Overwhelmingly, that's untrue, and I'll explain to you why. Number one, look at the divorce rates between Christians and non-Christians. It's not that much of a difference. It all depends on what numbers you look at, but in general, they're not that much different. Number one. Number two, how many women do you see that enter the church for the first time right around the age of 30 or late 20s, early 30s, or beyond that? They talk about how they're born again, they found Jesus, and they're looking for a good man to do what they should have done when they were younger. How many times have we heard that? How many times have we seen OnlyFans chicks suddenly say, oh, I'm a Christian now, and I'm going to delete my OnlyFans? How many cases of those have we seen? The answer is quite a bit. Now, those are a little more high-profile cases. Let's take the more common approach. You're a nice, average to a slightly above or below average guy, whether it comes to income, looks, status, whatever. And you want to be a good guy, and you want to do the right thing because, you know, you're an honest guy, and you want to do the right thing. Well, you see, here's the problem. The problem is you assume that you go to church and you see this woman, whether it should be black, white, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, doesn't matter, Indian, doesn't matter. You see this girl and you think, oh, she's dressed all nice. She's dressed all modestly. She must be a woman who's really cares about herself. She has a good relationship with her father. You'll think all these things because the look gives you that impression. But here's the thing, my friends. We are living in a time when you can't afford to do a thing like that. And the reason you can't afford to do a thing like that is because women know this. They know this and they are able to fool you. You know, here's the thing. Women are not evil. I want to put that out there right now. I know it's easy for women to listen to guys like me and say, oh, he's demonizing women. He's a misogynist. He's this, he's that. No, I don't hate women at all. I don't hate women. I hate liars. I don't hate women. I don't hate men. Well, there are things I hate about everybody, frankly. I discriminate equally against everybody. If you ask anybody who actually knows me, I discriminate equally against everybody. Everybody out here can get it. Everybody can catch wreck. So when it comes to, gentlemen, when you were a kid, what did you play with? You play with Thomas Tank Engine, Hot Wheels, Yu-Gi-Oh cards, Pokemon cards, Beyblades, He-Man action figures, Pac-Man. What did you out here play when you were a kid? You played on the street, street hockey, street basketball, touchdown, tackle football, whatever, right? That's what we did when we were kids as men. Women, they play with dolls. They talked about Johnny and Billy and Bobby and all these other guys and what. Women are way more intelligent than you when it comes to social dynamics, gentlemen. Way more intelligent than you. And everybody who knows anything about relationships knows that there has to be an exchange of some kind. And women know what they bring to the table. They bring their top and bottom shelf to the table. Ladies, I know it's going to offend you, but we all know it's true. Doesn't mean you're not smart. Doesn't mean that you don't are not knowledgeable. You don't have a degree. You don't bring whatever. I'm just telling you, most dudes don't care about any of what you're talking about when it comes to that. Zero. They will take Becky with a big rack over Bethany with a master's degree. I'm sorry. I'm just telling you the way it is. In the same way, you'll take a guy who makes a lot of money over the guy who maybe just looks good. That's the way it goes. I'm not here to offend you. I'm here to give you the truth that tastes bad, but you're going to listen to it and you're going to think, oh, that kind of hit me a little close to home, but, you know, I hate to admit it, but he's right. I hate that he's right, but he is. And if you think I'm lying to you or you think I'm making this up, please leave now. Please go somewhere else. Go watch Andrew Tate. Go watch Coach Greg Adams. Love that guy. Go watch somebody else. If you think I'm lying to you, because I'm not. I'm not lying to you. And the unfortunate reality, my friends, is the church has become overwhelmingly run by women. Now, you might say, well, Austin, that's not true. My pastor's a man. That's not true. We're really going to play this game, huh? We're going to play this game? Okay. All right, we'll play this game. I'll bite. Okay. All right, let's break this down for a second. When was the last time you saw, I don't care what denomination of church you go to, I don't care what your excuses are, I don't care about any of that. I don't care about any of that shit. When was the last time you heard a pastor in your congregation say, hey, gentlemen, the divorce rate is out of control and we got to do something about it? Hey, gentlemen, there's a lot of people out here who are chameleons, and you got to make sure that you are protecting yourselves. Ladies, there are a lot of pookies out here who will be lying to you, and they might be fun for a little while, but they're going to mess you up psychologically, and they're going to ruin your ability to pair bond. When was the last time you heard any of that? When was the last time you heard, hey, guys, women initiate 70% of the divorces that are filed. You might want to look out for that. Just a little food for thought. When was the last time someone said that to you in your church, in your small group, in your Bible study? The answer is probably never. 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 Why? Because number one, they probably don't know, or B, they don't care, or C, they know they care, but they know that if they start talking like me, their wife going to divorce they ass. Because she's going to be like, well, what are you talking about? How dare you say stuff like that? What are you not like women? I can't believe this. How dare you say that? How dare you make me feel like this? Tell me I ain't lying. Tell me right now that I'm lying. You can't. And if there's one guy in the audience who says, well, Austin, in my church, I talk about it, good for you. Good for you. Good slow clap for you, sir, because you're in the minority. That is not normal. And I don't ever expect it to be. Why? Because I want you, next time you go to church, I want you to look and I want you to see how many women you see in your church versus how many men. And you might say, Austin, you're sounding like we're at war. No. No, it goes deeper than this is the surface level stuff. This is surface level shit. And if you don't like that, I swear, I can't help it. Too bad. I was in the military, and it comes out of me naturally. If you don't like it, go somewhere else. Leave, please. I don't care. I'm not out here begging people to listen to my show. If this bothers you, I can't help you. This is surface level. It is not a gender war. It is an agenda. I'll repeat that in case you missed it. It is not a gender war. It is an agenda war. We are not at war with women. We are not. If you are, you're losing. If you are, you're stupid. You're wasting your time. Because that's going to get you, that's not going to get you laid more. It's not going to get you more marriage proposals. That's not going to get you more money. Nothing. All it's going to do is make you sound like a bitter, toxic dude. All it's going to do is make you sound stupid. We are not at war with women. Never have been, never will be. The problem is, men are either ignorant or B, don't want to discuss what we are talking about right now, in this, especially in your church. Because, as I said, next time you go into your congregation, look and see how many women there are and how many men there are. If you're lucky, it's a 50-50 split, and most of them are married. If you're unlucky, it's going to be mostly single mothers, women, older ones, and then older dudes who are out here saying, well, we got to go in here. We got to make honest women out of these women. Got to make them honest wives out here, even though they're like 30, 40, 50, 60. You're joking, right? They never been honest, not since they were 13. What are you talking about, honest women? Gentlemen, women don't want to get married really anymore. And if they do, it's because they are broke. If they do, it's because they're broke, or it's because they've had their fun already and they want to go on. And this is 2016, 2018 level talking points. I'm trying to warm you up to understand that there are levels to this game of understanding reality. Reality is not one-dimensional. It's not simple, as many people would have you believe. There are levels to this, and we will break the levels down as time goes on. But I can't go to level 3. We're at level 1. We're at level 1.5 right now. We are not at level 3. We're not at level 3. You need to understand that women are not evil. No, they're not. I love women. I have nothing against them. What I have against is people who lie. And men are being lied to in numbers you would not believe. Women have a part to play in this, as do a lot of the you gump simp men who are out here pushing this agenda, straight lying to these young men. White, black, Hispanic, Asian, Native American, Indian, Arab, you're lying to all of them. Lying to them about how you just get married. Just get married. She's a religious woman. She ain't gonna divorce you. She's a two-parent household. She won't divorce you. Let's take divorce off the table. Let's take divorce off of the table. Let's pretend like you're gonna still be married. You're gonna still be having passionate sex in your marriage? Uh-oh. Did I say that? You're gonna still have passionate sex with your wife? Not have to do the dishes or take out the garbage or mow the lawn for her to want to have sex with you? Uh-oh. Not have to schedule sex for every second Tuesday at 2 o'clock? Uh-oh. Gentlemen, married men, the fact that I have to come out here and tell people this, you should be ashamed of yourselves. The fact that I, a single man at 25, have to come out here and tell men this and you're not, is exactly the problem. Your youth pastor, he ain't gonna tell you anything about what we're talking about today. Zero. He won't do it. Why? Because then all the men and all the women, especially the women, are going to come in there and say, oh, how dare you? Didn't you read the Bible? Bible says you got to get married. Bible says you got to not have sex before marriage. Bible said that you got to be out here and love your wife as Christ loved the church. How dare you? You're teaching sexual immorality. You're a disgrace. Mickey Mouse people. I can't stand Mickey Mouse minded people. Mickey Mouse minded people. Mickey Mouse minded people. I've discussed this at length before on this show, how every single one of those is a red herring, a taken out of context lie in the modern day. But of course, They'll cherry pick that out, but they won't cherry pick, hey, women, you shouldn't speak in the church. Uh-oh. They won't listen to that part. Or women, you can't preach. Uh-oh. They took that one out. No good. No good. We don't like that. Mm-mm. Goodbye. Women shouldn't speak in a church. Nope. Sexist. Gotta take that out. Mm-mm. I can go down the list. Gentlemen, women should be covered up. Uh-oh. Oh, no. Mm-mm. Bye. No. Only the Kojic churches do that. Nope. Bye. The picking and choosing, the cherry picking in the church is out of control. If you haven't listened to any of the shows I've done in the past, I don't blame you. But what I will tell you is, if I need to expand on this again, I will. How every single one of those is a misnomer. I'll do it briefly before I expand on it again in another show, which I know I will. People will tell me, oh, well, the Bible says you can't have sex before marriage and you're supposed to get married. Uh-huh. Let me tell you something. Let's go back. Let's go back in time to when the Bible was written. We'll go to the New Testament. Let's go back to the New Testament. Actually, no. Let's start old. Let's go real old. Let's go back to the Old Testament. Do you know what a bat mitzvah and a bar mitzvah is? If the answer is no, I know you know zero of what you're talking about. You immediately shown you know nothing about the Bible except what they've told you you need to know. You don't know anything. That was a coming of age ceremony, which is still practiced by Jews today at 13 years old. You might ask me, Austin, who cares? What is it? A keg of quinceañera? Who cares? Oh, I'll tell you why you should care. Because that's when they became an adult. And right after that was when people decided they, soon after that was when they started to get married. Uh-oh. They didn't wait till they were 30. You know why? Because people died at 40. They couldn't do that. Now do you see why they said, hey, stay sexually moral because you're holding out for something. And in a very short period of time, you're going to have this relationship. And the woman you're getting married to, she's not out here getting ran through by the whole village. She's going to be able to pair bond because you're both virgins. You're both getting married. That was the plan. Now you have men who are virgins and women who are on OnlyFans. You have men who have bodies of 5 and women who can have bodies up to 500. And then you're putting them in the same court, in the same church, as if the playing field is even, and it is not. Not by a long shot. Not even close. And you think just because, oh, well, God's in this church, and God can do anything, and because of that, I'm going to just double down on my stupid... No, stop. Please stop. I'm not going to sit here and argue that God can't do anything he wants to do. And I'm using the word he because that's what's used in the scriptures, okay? So for any of you who say God's a woman, go away. Please, spare me. Go away. Just because God can do anything does not mean God will do anything. All you got to do is look at the fact that kids get cancer. Christians get divorced every day of the week. Do I need to keep going? Bad things will happen to you. Read the book of Job, for God's sakes. Bad things are going to happen to you. Does that mean you can't protect yourself? Does that mean you turn your brain off? Does that mean you just say, dude, you know, fuck it, I'm going for it? No! No! No, you don't do that. Why would God give you a brain if you're supposed to just turn it off and not use it when it comes to important life choices? That's stupid. This is why I've checked out of most churches. Because either A, you're not important if you're not married. Or B, they're going to teach you this Mickey Mouse mindset of life and how it's supposed to work. And what God should, you know, what God does and what God should do and what you should do. Meanwhile, the women who were sitting in your small group were out there having sex with Pookie, Chad, Tyrone, Sugar Daddy, OnlyFans, everything else. And you're sitting there like, oh, she's wearing a blazer, and she's in church, and she's in my small group. She has two-parent household. She must be a good woman. Having no idea about the spectrum of women. No idea that she might, to you, be an honest girl, and to some other dude, she's a sugar baby, and she's getting stuff all over her face. Sorry to be graphic. But that's the reality you don't want to accept. You don't want to accept that because to you, it's not possible. Oh, Austin, you're making this up. This is not true. Oh, yeah? Oh, yeah? Okay.
All right. Well, maybe if you stop judging women and you listen, you would know what I know. You think I make this stuff up for effect?
Hell no. You know how much more money I'd make coming out here sounding like Matt Walsh from Daily Wire telling all y'all to get married and marriage is the best act going and a yuck, go out there, get married, you gumps. You know how much more money I'd make off that? I ain't making jack on this right now. Nothing. Why? Because I'm swimming up a waterfall. I'm not swimming with the sharks and the dolphins. So don't sit here and tell me that I'm not making any sense and I'm out of touch. Oh no, I'm ahead of the curve. You're behind. In 5 years, my content, what you're listening to right now, they'll be like, oh my gosh, dude. I can't believe that. This is going to be trending in 5 years when people are going to be like, oh my gosh, she was right the whole time. Oh my gosh. Guys, have you heard about all this stuff going on in the church? Now the church is not that moral. Yeah, I did hear about that. I was the only one talking about it. How many other people do you know talking about the church like this? I don't know anybody. I hear people on the internet talk about women in general, but not Christian women, not Jewish women, not Islamic women, not the ones I'm talking about, the monotheistic women who come out here, especially the born-again Christian ones who are out here saying they're better. No, they're not. Mm-mm. Nope. No, they're not. It's another tactic to manipulate you and then getting what they want. And they're not evil. I keep reiterating that because I don't want you to red pill rage. I don't want you to freak out. I want you to accept this truth, take this dose of reality today, and move on with your life and make sure that you can say, okay, I know what to do. I heard this. I'm accepting it, but what do I do now? The answer is you take the next step, which is decide, do I want to be more on the fringe? Kind of like the biblical bachelor lifestyle that I talk about, where I'm on the fringe. I'm a spiritual guy. I care about, you know, spirituality a little bit, but I'm just kind of doing my own thing. And I think for myself and I don't just take the okie doke from people because they're a pastor. They claim to speak for God. So therefore my brain doesn't matter. No, my friends, you don't want to do that. My friends, let me know if you experienced anything I'm talking about. You might say, Austin, you're out of touch. I haven't experienced this. Oh, yeah? I guarantee you there are men who have, especially black men in America. I can guarantee you that. The black men in America who are really trying to do the right thing, I can guarantee you they know what I'm talking about. The ones raised by their mothers or fathers and they're trying to find a nice, honest black woman out here. Oh, man, I guarantee you they know what I'm talking about. I guarantee you they know. Ask them. They might show up in the comments section. They know what I'm talking about. But my friends, I'm not telling you this to give up or red pill rage. I'm telling you there is a solution. The solution is to boss up, back up, and realize, hey, maybe I need to stop just accepting and being emotionally blackmailed by these pastors, by these elders, by these women, and say, I won't want to do this. I want to learn more about the spiritual world and learn more about God and ancient Israel and all this stuff, but not be tied down to this bull crap from thousands of years ago that now people are putting a modern lens on. They want to talk about marriage. Marriage was not sanctioned by the state in those days that Paul wrote that. Or Moses wrote that. Oh, yeah. No, same word. Very different meaning. Very different institution. There is no God in marriage. Shout out to CGA. There is no God in marriage today. No, there is not. Because when you go up in court, when you start having marriage problems, when you start having issues, where is God in the court? Where's God in marriage counseling? I don't know. I can't seem to find that. For a lot of men, they can't find it. My friends, let me know what you've experienced in the comments. I'm very curious to know. Till then, we'll be talking about this more and more as time goes on. But I gotta go. I'm out of here. Peace.